Pope Benedict marked the closing of the Pauline year as he had opened it, with Vespers at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls, the site near to where this great saint was martyred, and the place which is believed to hold his tomb. It was also the evening prayer service for the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, co-patrons of Rome. The Holy Father began the ceremony by processing to the tomb of Paul, dressed in scarlet and gold vestments. Later in his homily, the Pope remembered all those people who had followed the Apostles' path in pilgrimage over the last 12 months, but also those who had followed St. Paul spiritually during this time. He said that although the Pauline year was concluding, the journey with this saint remains.
Molte persone hanno durante questi mesi seguito le vie dell'Apostolo, quelle esteriori, più ancora quelle interiori.
Pope Benedict then went on to discuss the Apostles' writings, saying that it is part of the structure of the letters of Paul to first of all explain the mystery of Christ and teach us faith, always in reference to particular places and situations. He then delved deeper into Paul's letter to the Romans, to be precise, to look at the new way that Christ had of venerating God, adding that Paul taught that we should be transformed, renewing our way of thinking, in order to be able to discern the will of God. Paul tells us, continued the Pope, that the world cannot be renewed unless we are renewed first, before adding that we become new if we let ourselves be touched and formed by the new man, Jesus Christ. He is the new man par excellence. In him a new kind of human existence has been realized, and we can truly become new persons if we give ourselves into his hands and let him shape us. St. Paul, Pope Benedict said, spoke of an adult faith, a responsible belief, but he noted that this word has become in the last few decades a slogan, a byword for those who don't want to listen any more to the church and to its pastors, but want to choose autonomously what they want and what they don't want to believe in.
La parola fede adulta negli ultimi decenni è diventata uno slogan diffuso.
It is presented like courage, the valor of expressing oneself against the teachings of the Church. However, courage, Pope Benedict observed, is not attacking the Church, it is protecting it, defending the gift of life and the sanctity of marriage, even if this contradicts aspects of the contemporary world. During his homily, the Pope made a surprise announcement. He revealed that carbon dating tests performed by scientists on fragments of clothing and bones in the tomb purported to be that of St. Paul confirmed the presence of a person that lived between the 1st and 2nd century.
Ciò sembra confermare l'unanime incontrastata tradizione che si tratti dei resti mortali dell'Apostolo Paolo.
Therefore, Pope Benedict said, this seems to confirm the unanimous and uncontested tradition that they are the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul. This news, he added, fills our souls with profound emotion. I'm Lydia O'Kane.